1-800-955-5567. One of those jokes that could heal people, because that's what they were looking for in North Korea. They were looking for some way to make the, well, he's dead now, didn't work, but the eternal president, Kim Il-sung, lived to be 120. He demanded it. He was fearful of death, demanded it. They tried to take all his blood out, put young boy blood in there, didn't work. They tried 1,700 different herbs.
Nothing.
To get a giggle out of this guy. Couldn't get him to giggle. So they asked 5- and 6-year-olds to come in and do adorable things and tell jokes. And I'm not really sure if that was the best way to go as far as kid jokes being that funny.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Shoemaker, is he on the hallway? Because Craig Shoemaker,
he's going to know.
He's the love doctor,
master.
The love master, but he is also the love doctor because
right.
He's a doctor. Craig received
honey.
His doctorate.
Whoa,
is it Dr. Shoemaker now?
I am a doctor.
You
yeah,
are
I,
a doctor.
Yeah.
I saw
honorary
that here.
Doctorate?
Yes.
And his laughter heals. So he's always had
are you
this...
a doctor, Heidi?
You tell me, is this swollen?
Oh, God. Yeah, he's always had the theory that laughter
open
heals.
Up and say, hi, baby. I'm the love master.
North Korean physicians were trying to get
I heard this.
Yeah, how
this
about
is
that?
Great.
So they jumped on your bandwagon.
I heard their comedies. The Bambi is a comedy?
Yeah, especially.
Oh, I love when they open up with Death of Father. Oh, fantastic. That's a rough a minute. Silence of the Rams. Oh, yeah. Oh, I die laughing.
What did he say, Clarice?
The lamb stopped crying, Clarice. Two Jews walk into a bar, and I ate them with a nice mug and David.
See, if Craig would have been there, this guy would still be alive
today.
You can get a giggle out of this
Listen,
guy.
Listen, I do have the Laughter Heals Foundation. We're doing a documentary about it. We're taking 7 people with various illnesses and putting them through laughter programs.
Are they different?
And check out their blood work and everything beforehand and then monitor the results. And you will see great results.
Different illnesses or the same illness?
Different illnesses, yes.
Like same illness, different stages.
It helps a lot of, it helps a lot of
That's
people.
The second documentary.
You cannot be depressed while you're laughing.
That's true. You can't.
You know, try it. I mean, yeah. Try it. Like, if you're depressed, you can't go, oh, God, my life sucks.
I just lost my job
that's
and
what we
my
doing.
Dog
That's what
died.
We do in our laughadations.
I think that's
I
what
do
you...
these things called guided laughadations, and you say the worst things while you're laughing, and it's not bad anymore.
I think
my wife took me to court again. I'm being judged by a guy in a robe. Thanks, Hugh Hefner, for sending me up the river. Fantastic. I'm down $1 million.
I said to my divorce attorney, how much did your car cost?
I think I own the front seat. It's fantastic. I feel like the guy from Mary Poppins. It's fantastic, you know. I've lost all my money, and lawyers and experts, they have it all. I can't send my kids to community college. It's fantastic. Based on false charges.
It's absolutely true, my God.
You can't be depressed or thinking about these things while you're laughing. So I have the Laughter Heals Foundation.
That's what they should have told this guy, this Kim Il-sung. They should have said, just start laughing at all the tragedies going around.
Right.
He's supposed to having little kids because they have 5- and 6-year-olds come in and tell him jokes. Now, kid jokes.
Yeah.
As like,
you got
as
kids.
Jokes.
They try to be. They try to tell you jokes because dad's a comedian. So it's like, hey, dad.
I got a good one, dad.
Oh, yeah. But unfortunately, they get a little older and the jokes get a little worse. Like, I'm eating breakfast and Justin wants to be a comedian now. And I don't want to laugh at him or approve of his jokes because it's going to end up in my ex-wife's court papers.
Her court papers.
The father's a comedian. He said things on stage. Now he's banned. Because the kids saw it on Facebook. No more social networking for a comedian who makes his living. That's fantastic. Have you tried plumbing? You can't tell any more jokes about your family. So he comes up. He wants to be, Dad, I want to be a comedian. How's this new joke? I'm eating breakfast. I don't want to laugh, but he's funny. He goes, how come Justin Bieber doesn't get his sports gear at Sports Authority? Because he likes dicks. And I'm going, boom. supposed to hold back on that one.
Oh, my God.
I'm going, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I have to pretend I don't get it. And he's fun. But the other kids have jokes, too.
Oh, my God.
They love the knock, 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 knock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you go, boo, right?
Boo-hoo.
Why are you crying? Right. And they do it like 9 times in a row.
That's the thing, too.
And you have to, like, pretend that, you know, you have to be a good audience.
Hearing it for the
first
time. Yeah.
Right.
And then when you do laugh, I mean, genuinely, and then they do it over and it loses its humor, yeah. And they just don't know when to they just drive it into the ground. They just milk that joke for everything it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got some people on the
phone.
Dad's
a comic, which is even worse. I'm a tough audience.
Do you instantly judge? You're like, that's not funny. You break it down. It's like, here's how you build a joke.
Here's how you make that better.
Well, actually, what I do is I'll tell them, come up with a topic at dinner table, and I'll say, come up with a topic, and I'll write a joke about anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Go ahead,
cool.
You try it. Let me see. Now I'm nervous.
It's
them at the dinner table. It's not like millions of people listening.
Right, like
gonna
here.
Go to my website after this. Okay, go ahead.
So it's improv. Any
topic.
One-word topic?
Yeah, just one word. Just give me one word.
Lesbians.
Oh.
It's like...
What? No, I'm not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. Yeah, it's too easy.
All right.
The dinosaur joke. I was going to go there. But I'll try to make my own up.
The dinosaur joke is a solid joke, and that's sort of a teenage kid joke. That's not maybe a 5 or 6 year old joke, but the what do you call a lesbian dinosaur? Can you even say that?
If it's a dinosaur, I guess.
It's a type of dinosaur.
Say it fast. That's a kid joke?
Well, like a teenager joke, right? Oh. Wouldn't you say? Like,
all right, let's hear it.
Like a lot of puss.
Yeah.
We should do a bit where the
people. So I would do it for my kids. I would go. What do you call a lesbian who wants to go solo?
What?
Lesbian alone.
Lesbian alone.
Or I should have made it an Italian. An Italian lesbian. Lesbian alone. See, that's the kind of thing I'll do with my kids. I just make up the stuff.
All right, because we have Shu in here with us, we have people on the phone calling with their kid jokes. We'll see how good they actually are. We got Rosie on line one. Hello, Rosie.
Good morning, Frank and Heidi.
Say hello to Craig.
And Craig.
Yeah. Craig Shoemaker, not Craig Gass, who I heard that A, that Heidi,
yeah,
you flirt with him, and B, you have bromances that you don't achieve. I felt very good about that, ditch him too.
Yeah.
I'm always like, yeah, I'll be there, never show up.
I know, I'm busy. I love that he said that. I was listening to the other room, I'm going, oh, thank God, I was taking it personal for all these years. Frank left me on a golf course 5 years ago and never heard from him again. He joined the course and everything. We had the same score.
Yeah, we did have the same score. It was an awkward moment.
We had a whole bonding. It wasn't awkward. I was happy with it. You apparently are homophobic or something.
No, he has intimacy issues. So
he
if
does,
he feels that you're
he?
Getting too close, he'll completely back off. That's why I don't get close
he
to him.
He gave me a 5-year back off.
That's what he does.
It wasn't until today that I feel fantastic.
He liked you too much.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
And then I bumped him 30 minutes for Craig Gass.
I should have missed the last putt. We wouldn't
have. Let me win.
No. Oh, really? Yeah, we tied. It was very. But that was the last time we ever hung out together.
We tied. You know, he does that. Because we tied. Oh,
I know.
God.
He didn't like that when I went, we tied. Listen, I was brought up, you know, with no dad. I looked
Somebody
for these
was
bonding
hoping to
moments.
Sink balls.
I got to tell you a true story. Speaking of no dad, I used to write letters to different people. You know, I wrote to Paul Lynn. You should be my mother. And I wrote a letter. It's a true story to Tim McCarver. He was the catcher of the Philadelphia Phillies. He says, Mom, you should meet this guy. He's a catcher, and I'm a pitcher. He could be my stepdad. It's really awesome. She goes, he doesn't want to meet me. I guess he is. He does. I wrote him a letter to Veterans Stadium. You should meet my mom. Here's her belly dancing and her photo. You know, I sent the photo and everything. He never wrote me back. True story. Joe Buck is now his broadcast partner for Fox Sports. I told Joe Buck the story. Next time he sees me, hands me a ball, and it's signed from Tim McCarver, and it says,
"Holy
it says, dear son, time to grow up. Love, Dad."
Awesome.
AKA Tim McCarver. So see, things
take
that. A while sometimes.
A little baby Craig Shoemaker would have gone crazy over that story.
Yes. And maybe someday,
Rosie,
it'll come
there?
True with Heidi.
Right,
Rosie, let's hear that good kid joke of yours.
My all-time kid joke is, what do you get when you put a bunch of ducks in a box?
I know. You know
what is it?
A box of quackers.
Yeah, a box of quackers.
Wow, stump Craig. I bet you can't stump
him. No, not with kid jokes.
Not with kid jokes. You know
now, see,
all.
Now with my kids, though, I'll imitate, I'll combine impressions and stuff. So I'd say, Elmer Fudd in a box. And I go, bunch of quackers. And then they stare at me like you do.
Dad, who's Elmer
Did
Fudd?
You hear
Wank?
I got one.
Wank rejected me.
Did you hear about the corduroy pillowcase?
What? No.
It's making headlines.
Did you hear about the secret way that Vikings talk? Norse code.
Oh, no.
They got to do them with impressions, too.
Yeah.
That's what I always said.
Kids don't do
and Craig Gass was in here earlier. You'll probably have him back again, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he gets a double.
Yeah.
I think Heidi's cheating on me.
No,
with,
I'm not.
With pretending. Really?
I'm not.
Who's? You tell me the truth. You look me in the eye right now. Who would have you? Who would have access to you if you went that way? Me or Craig Gass?
Ooh, I have to choose between two?
Oh, she used... No, too long of a pause. I already got my answer.
Well, I'm trying to, like, create radio drama.
She did one of those things that my kids do. They repeat the question as they're trying to think of a good answer. No, you're done.
I was building radio drama. In real life, Craig, you know the answer.
I really thought,
make love to you right now?
I really thought it was
you
me.
You want to make love right
He's
now?
Hurt. And then Craig Gass, really? That's the first I've ever met him.
It's not really Craig Gass I'm attracted to. It's more Al Pacino, but whatever.
I can do that. I can do old Al Pacino. How about that? I can do the younger version of him in Dog Day Afternoon. I'm dying over here. I'm with a guy who thinks Wyoming's a country. That was before he went, ooh. It was more sexy. It was more sexy.
I'm
with a lesbian who thinks she anyway.
Okay.
But I gotta say, I got a little thing for Mr. Furley too. So you just never know what.
A main thing to remember, Heidi, is
Craig.
You gotta
what do you
nip
got going
it
on?
In the butt, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
That'll get her.
Yeah. Come on, Heidi, take it all. Here's Three's Company. This one's as big as a human being. Gonna take that right there. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm so big I made flush-eating bacteria gag. Come on, honey.
Craig's going to be headlining the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Knocking at your door over here, honey.
On November 29th and 30th. For tickets, go to comedyandmagicclub.com at the Love
That's
Master.
That's right. I'll be
on,
in it. Just
Twitter.
Go to craigshoemaker.com. You go to my podcast that way, and then you can go to Valencia this weekend and Hermosa on Thanksgiving weekend. Get away from the drunken uncle and come laugh with me. Laughter is very healing.
Thank you, Craig. We got to get you out of here because Craig Gass is coming back.
Yeah, I know.
So I know.
Does he golf with you, too? I'm going to make sure that he lets you win. 5 years it's been.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Craig. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.